the Obama clips. I can't take this guy. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Jake Tapper at CNN, that is a real stand-up journalist. And he's got a guy there, Drew Griffin, who's a real stand-up journalist, too. This guy did a great story on Benghazi, and he just did another story. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to what kind of administration, what kind of president we have. They're like mobsters. Cut 9, go.
Anderson, what's going on is behind the scenes attempt by the White House to at least keep insurers from publicly criticizing what is happening under this Affordable Care Act rollout. Basically, if you speak out, if you are quoted, you're going to get a call from the White House, pressure to be quiet. Several sources tell me, and my colleague Chris Freites, that insurance executives are being told to keep quiet. Bob Lazuski, who heads the Health Policy and Strategy Associates, a consulting firm for big insurance and an outspoken critic of Obamacare, says he is getting calls from these executives who want him to speak out, Anderson, for them about the problems because they feel defenseless against the White House PR team. Lazuski told me today the White House is exerting massive pressure on the industry, including the trade associations, to keep quiet. The source is telling us they feared White House retribution.
Can you believe this? In the United States of America, like Castro and Chavez, like Mussolini and worse, these executives fear White House retribution? These trade associations fear White House retribution? They're not even allowed to speak out to we the people? They're not even allowed to speak directly to their own customers? About what's going on and why it's going on from their perspective? This story ought to be everywhere, on every program. That the way these mobsters in this White House conduct themselves. Because this is what they do. Just like occurs in the third world banana republics. Just like occurs, yeah, I'll say it, in communist regimes and fascist regimes. This imperial president speaks in front of a group. He cuts jokes. He smiles. Oh, he's a regular guy. Goes to basketball games and baseball games. Likes to play golf. Well, good. But behind the scenes, the knives come out. They pick up the phones and they call these executives. Did I see your name in the newspaper? Well, we're going to have to unleash our regulators on you, aren't we? Where do you live again? This is sick. I'll be right back.